Welcome to Shom Machshava and Daf Sheir sponsor Luynishma Sam Yakvashom Neabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo'obaso Daf Kuf Samech Zayin. The Gemara throughout the Daf brings the cases where Rabbanon knew and prepared for Ramos, for people that tried to forge, to try to trick. Rabbanon would prepare for that. And the Gemara brings in Amud Aleph that when the Bazbino came to Abaye, Bazbino is the Moiches, the tax collector, he came to trick Abaye to try to sign the wrong place in the shtar, to give him a blank signature. So Abaye told him, Kvar kadmucha Rabbanon. Rabbanon already prepared for you. Rabbanon knew what the Ramoyim, what the tricksters are going to try to do. And they told us what to do and how to protect ourselves. The Boine on the Ein Yaakov, he brings the Pasuk in Mishlei. Ani chochmo shochanti ormo v'das mezimois emtso. When you have the chokhmah, you have the ormo. The ormo is the cunning, is the amimius, the way you try to trick people. If you have chokhmah, you know the ormo. Because the Torah came before the world, before all the different mahalchim, all the different ways that people are thinking came to the world. So whoever is Isaac in Torah, he knows all the ormo, he knows all the mizinimus, he knows all the plots that this world has. And this is what it means, kadmuch rabbonon. Rabbonon, they are the chachomim, they know all the ormo. The Apostle Kemishle, which is Perik Ches, Apostle Kudbeis, it was mentioned in the Gemara and Soitot Av Chofalef regarding women learning Torah. And there the Maharsha brings exactly this Yisoid of the Boine. He says that for a man, the chachmo gives you the ability to havin ormas harishoyim, to know the cunning of the rishoyim and be able to overcome them. And the Vilna Gaon in this Pasuk references over here Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, who was an Ish Tam, he's an Ish Tam Yeshiva Ha'alim, he learns Torah, but he was able to trick Esav. He was able to be Ram Esav to get over the armor of Esav. And earlier in Perikal Pasuk Dal, the Gaon explains that in the Chokhmah, levels of Chokhmah, there's many different levels. There's something called Chokhmah, there's something called armor. What is the difference between Chokhmah and Ormo? It says Chokhmah is learning and knowing a lot. And Ormo is how do you come and deceive people? How do you come and show one thing, but you really mean something else? And the meaning is that Kosh Baruch Hu gives to somebody who is a Chokhmah, he gives him the Ormo. He gives him the ability to stand in front of the Rishayim and be able to fight them, be able to trick them. And really what the Vilna Gaon is referring to is what we learned earlier in Daf Kuf Chof Gimel, the Gemara says there, that when Yaakov speaks to Rachel, he says, Ki achi aviyahu, he's the brother of her father. So the word is not a brother. He's the nephew of her father. But when Yaakov wants to marry Rachel, Rachel tells him that her father is going to prevent it. So tells him Yaakov, Ochiv oni beramos, I'll be able to trick Lavan as well. So told Rachel to Yaakov, Mishori l'tzadik l'zguy beramuso, how can you come and be merame Lavan? So he says, yes, im novar tidabar vim kikesh titapol. The way to overcome the Rishayim, the ones that are cunning people, is to con them, is to come and trick them. And that's the armor that the Chachamim have. In the Sefer Masayim Tzoyfim, on the town of Eliyahu, so he brings in Eliyahu Rabba, Perek Chof Gimel, and Ois Samaches, that the Rebbe of Lublin once saw, he saw a chassid, that he was so had so much mercy, he gave everything he had to a different person. So he told him, based on the Gemara we just mentioned, that it says by Yaakov Avinu, Ish Tom Yoshev Ha'alim. It says Ish before Tom. The Ish will control the Tom. Yaakov Avinu was Ish Tom, but he controlled the Tumimus. He controlled the honesty. He knew when to use it and when not to use it. The Chayva for a person is to be able to control his Midas. So even though his tendency is always to be honest, always to do the right thing, which is gevaldik, it's beautiful, but he has to be the ish to him. He has to be the ish who's able to control it. And that's what Torah gives a person. A Torah takes a person who is linked in learning, he's busy with tmimus, and gives him the ability to use armo when he needs to. That's what the Gemara says, kvar kadmucha rabbonon, rabbonon have the ability to do so. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.